latest news and analysis. Log on to IRNNews.com.
The movie touched millions of hearts. The book helped restore marriages nationwide. Announcing the DVD release of Fireproof and the Love Dare Book Legacy Edition.
Love is not a fight.
The film inspired millions of moviegoers to never leave their partner behind. The book became a number one New York Times bestseller. Together, they can fireproof your marriage. Say I do to Fireproof, the DVD and the Love Dare Legacy Edition. Both available at your favorite Christian retailer.
Lawyers from Minnesota Democrat Al Franken and Republican Norm Coleman are still accusing each other of flip-flopping as a federal trial over the state Senate recount continues. Coleman's attorneys are accusing Franken's attorneys of previously wanting to have all legitimately cast absentee ballots counted and then changing their mind after the recount concluded with Franken beating Coleman by 225 votes. We're learning that peanuts exported by a Georgia company blamed for deadly salmonella were returned to the U.S. from Canada weeks before the current outbreak, correspondent Sophia Manos reports.
The government's own records show the rejected shipment was logged by the Food and Drug Administration in September, but was never tested. The peanuts were barred from the United States due to, quote, filthy, putrid, or decomposed substance unfit for consumption. Records suggest the chopped peanuts were originally sent to Canada, but Canadian government officials told the AP they could not confirm the shipment. The salmonella has sickened more than 500 people and possibly killed eight. Sophia Manos, Washington.
Nearly 100 residents displaced by a winter storm are holed up in a makeshift shelter at a university theater in the southwestern Kentucky town of Murray. Like people in hundreds of shelters in several states, they have run out of food and water at their frigid, powerless homes in the wake of an ice storm. Utility companies have been struggling to restore power. The woman who gave birth to octuplets this week has six other children. That word comes from her mother speaking to the Los Angeles Times. A family acquaintance has told CBS that the woman is fairly young and lives with her parents. She's still unidentified. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who's taught at the university level, who worked in government under the Reagan administration, who's testified before Congress, who's written a number of excellent books. And, of course, who's, we're fortunate enough to have with us this afternoon, continuing to talk about the invisible government, the people who really run things behind the scenes. Dennis, you go right ahead and pick the story up.
Well, this is the Rockefeller plan part four, but as I concluded last week, I gave your listeners a little preview about something that would be coming up, and they would want to perhaps pay attention to it regarding a pool of light and what all that meant.
You're speaking now of the poet that Barack Obama picked,
right,
to read poetry. Why would he pick this poet of all the poets in the world, and what is the significance of the pool of light that she talks about? And, of course, is there some symbolic or esoteric significance? You pick the story up.
Sure. About almost 20 years ago, I wrote a book called Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order. And there are these two elements. There's the New Age element and then the New World Order element. And regarding the New World Order aspect, and President Obama, I quote here at the beginning of my note, which begins the article with Henry Kissinger. He's an agent of the power elite, and on a recent CNBC interview, he said President Obama's, quote, task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when, really, a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis. And that's right. They use crises to bring about their ultimate plan, and he's identifying it once again, just like the first President Bush did, as a new world order.
And but of course, the thing is, they've created this whole crisis. They knew what was going to happen when you sold somebody a home they couldn't afford, and you know, gave them nothing down and no payments for 2 years, or also, in fact, I even know some fellow got $25,000 back just for buying a home. If I was a poor person, I'd sure like to do that. And, you know, free money, you know, why not? And the prices are going to go up forever. But they knew it was a bubble. They created this crisis. Why? Because it's going to destroy the economy of the whole world. Because, of course, our bank sold them bonds made up of these faulty mortgages. And they knew it was going to bring the economic system down. But they had to have a crisis so they could bring us into what David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and the other people in the elite want, and that is a one-world government. Go ahead.
Right. And as you quote in your newsletter, even Tom Friedman of the New York Times says it's a pyramid scheme. What else can you call the thing? And Kissinger also wrote an article titled The Chance for a New World Order. It was in the International Herald Tribune January 12th, and there he explained, quote, the economic world has been globalized. In the end, the political and economic systems can be harmonized in only one of two ways, by creating an international political regulatory system with the same reach as that of the economic world, or by shrinking the economic units to a size manageable by existing political structures, which is likely to lead to a new mercantilism, perhaps of regional units. The extraordinary impact of the president-elect on the imagination of humanity is an important element in shaping a new world order. Kissinger goes on and says, the role of China in a new world order is equally crucial. The current crisis can be overcome only by developing a sense of common purpose. An international order can be permanent only if its participants have a share not only in building, but also in securing it, end quote. So there you have all of the elements, globalization, political and economic systems. You harmonize them, or, you know, I would say synthesize them, a regulatory system that's political. It'll be a economic units that are likely to be regional. I've mentioned many times before about their plan to have regional economic units that they would unite, like uniting a North American Union with a European Union, with an African Union, and so forth. And then he once again uses the term New World Order, and China, as I've explained in the past, is crucial to this, and you have to have common purpose. You've heard that recently, and in religious circles as well, have to have this common purpose, and we will all have a share not only in building it, but in securing it. Now, that means a military alliance, a military cooperation internationally. Several columns ago in News with Views, I began with a parody. Twas the night before Christmas, referring to now President Obama as, quote, this king that arose. And one reason I did that was because the setting for his Democratic Party nomination speech looked almost like a scene from a Roman emperor's coronation. And then recently, Martin Luther King's the anniversary there, as they have it annually, Maya Angelou was on PBS, and she was referring to Obama by saying, quote, we have not just a prince, we have a young king. So here she is referring to him as a young king. And you're probably thinking such a reference shouldn't be exaggerated. Okay, so she referred to him as a young king. That's her opinion. Fair enough. But then what about the Washington Post columnist Mark Shields? He was recently on the PBS show The NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, and he said that, quote, Bush is John the Baptist to Obama, end quote. So you have to consider what that, you know, what are the implications of that. And now, in his own words, Barack Obama says he's a Christian. But the question I ask is, might there be a New Age implication to the Obama presidency? You may recall when Bill Clinton first came in, they kept talking about a New Age here and a New Age renaissance and New Age elements there.
Well, if you read Obama's acceptance speech, his inaugural speech, he uses the term New Age twice and New Era once. And, of course, what he's talking about is we're entering a new and wonderful age where the government's going to have increased power. That was the whole theme. But why would he use that term New Age over and over again? Because to those acquainted with the esoteric concepts, that is certainly a trigger word.
Right. He said we should, quote, prepare the nation for a new age. And then he later said, referred to, quote, the demands of a new age. And again, somebody may say, okay, so, you know, so he uses New Age. President Bush in his farewell address used the term New Age, too, and so people may be dismissive of that. But the point is you have to put all of this stuff together. And so when he has his choice of poets for his inauguration, and this is kicking off the tone. He has an inaugural address, and he has this poet, and it's all supposed to set the tone for what's to come. In his administration, when you remember that there are thousands and thousands of poets from whom he could have chosen, but he chooses Elizabeth Alexander, and the title of her poem was Praise Song for the Day. Now, praise song generally refers to some sort of religious activity, and this is the way the poem ended. It ended with the words, quote, love, love beyond marital, filial, national, love that casts a widening pool of light, praise song for walking forward in that light, end quote. Now, for your listeners, I would just ask them to stop for a minute and ask themselves, how often have you referred to love and a pool of light? And I would guess perhaps never, but New Agers do. They know exactly what that term means. And so if you look at the Lucis Trust website, it was formerly Lucifer Publishing, lucistrust.org. We'll get to that after the break.
And, of course, Lucifer was the angel of light. We'll be right back here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. www.rockefellerfinancial.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about the poem, the poet that Barack Obama selected to read a poem there at the inauguration. And the strange thing is that her terminology seemed to go along with several of the key phrases that he used in his speech, talking about the new age, the new AIDS, the new era. Well, you look at the back of the dollar bill and the occult emblem there, of course, in the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye, Novo Seclorum, Novo Ordo Seclorum, the new social order, the new social order. And is that what we're moving into today? Are we moving towards a totally authoritarian society that has always been the desire of those people who work within the shadows, within the occult and esoteric organizations, which they called world democracy? Well, go right ahead, pick the story up there.
Okay, just before the break, you said about when I said Lucis Trust, formerly Lucifer Publishing, you indicated that the Bible had said Lucifer, Satan, can it come as an angel of light. And that's, of course, what the term Lucifer means, light bringer. He brings the light. He appears an angel of light. And at the front of Madame Blavatsky's magazine called Lucifer that she co-edited with Annie Besant, to her successor, there's this little picture of this little angel, like an angel of light, coming down there. So these people know exactly what it means. If you go on the Lucis Trust, which was founded by Alice Bailey, our website, lucistrust.org, and you just type into the little search box the word pool, P-O-O-L, up will pop about 7 items, and the second one is titled The Science of Meditation. And it's referring to, quote, occult meditation. And it says, quote, a quiet pool of light. Let love prevail, let all men love, end quote. And similarly, I didn't just want to use one of those references because somebody could say, well, that's just coincidental. So what I did was go to another author source besides Alice, and that's the theosophical book called The Light Shall Set You Free, published about 12, 13 years ago by Norma Milanovic. I think she's she heads Athena Publishing here, along with Shirley McCune, who's a very, very prominent educator. She was an executive, I think, at the Mid-Continent Regional Education Laboratory some years ago, and she may now still be the right-hand person of the superintendent of the state of Washington. And they co-authored this book, in which one reads that something called golden liquid light is, quote, a phrase synonymous with God. It is the pool of electromagnetic energy that is the creator of everything that exists, end quote. And you'll also read in there in the glossary that there's something called light workers. And they are, quote, spiritual believers who actively work to bring love and light, that's a capital L, light, to earth. Much of the information in that particular book, as in all those of Lucis Trust, allegedly comes from these beings called Ascended Masters. In this case, it's El Moyer and Kutumi. It's not the Joao Cool that we've heard elsewhere.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that these are demonic spirits, and there really are beings from another spiritual dimension. There really is a supernatural, and they actually will channel these books to various people. So, and incidentally, you mentioned that the word light had a capital L. Well,
right.
That means to deify that. In other words, when you say light with a capital L,
right.
That means it is truly God, and that's what this is really all about. The most carefully kept secret in America today is that Gnosticism has returned, and of course many of our leaders have embraced the Gnostic religion. You can read about it in the old encyclopedias, and they will explain to you that there are two gods, not one. But go ahead.
The Gnostics think we all came as these little sparks down here. That's what we're doing here. There's, as you said, two gods, and that's why sometimes you'll see this double-headed eagle back to back, which looks a lot like a phoenix rather than the eagle, and the Adonai, they say, is the bad god, sort of like yin yang. Adonai is the judgmental god; he's the bad god. But then Lucifer, the light bringer, see, he's the capital L, the light bringer. He's the good one because he wants you to have all of this knowledge and so on. And in a way, if you think about it, it's the Garden of Eden is what it is, because what you have is Lucifer is there, and he's talking to Eve, and he's saying, you know, and you eat of this, I'm paraphrasing, you eat of this fruit, and you will be as God. He didn't say you'll be God. He'll say you'll be as God. And Eve thought he meant, oh, yeah, you know, omnipotent and omnipresent and omniscient and all that sort of stuff. You know, I have all this power. But what he was really getting at is you, Eve, and same thing with everybody today, that you, Eve, will be as God, meaning you will be the arbiter of what's right or wrong for you based on the situation. And that's what she was doing. She said, yeah, I have made the decision that this forbidden fruit is going to be okie dokie. It's going to be good for me. So I am determining what's good and bad. Not God. I'm doing it. And that's what they're teaching in schools today. You know, Christians apparently haven't woken up to this. It's been going on for 40 years. But when they kicked Bible reading and school prayer out, they still taught values. And so there was a different final moral arbiter of what's right and wrong. As it turned out, it was the autonomous moral decision-making student. The teacher will never say, don't do such and such because God says not to. What they do is, through Socratic questioning, try and lead the student to be honest. You know, honesty is the best policy, isn't it? You wouldn't want people to lie to you, you know, stuff like that. But the underlying premise is the student's going to decide. I mean, it's all the student is deciding what's right or wrong, whether to be honest or dishonest or whatever it is, based on the situation. And that's exactly what Lucifer did with Eve. And so what we're doing is replaying, you know, constantly in the public schools today, the Garden of Eden all over again. So anyway, so these are supposedly these ascended masters, and the Milanovic McCune book further indicates that, quote, the date for entry into the fifth dimension, F-I-F-T-H, fifth dimension, you remember that music group back in the 60s, and that's supposedly, this entry is when the Piscean, Pisces, the fish, or Christian age will end, and the age of Aquarius, there's that other song from the 50s, from the 60s, will begin. The end of the Christian era, or age, and the age of Aquarius will begin, according to this book. We enter this fifth dimension. It's scheduled for the year 2012. And remember, this book was written back in 1996. So if you think about it, that would be the last year of Obama's current presidency. And I just basically asked, you know, is all this just coincidence or not? You decide. You, the listener, decide. And so that's the beginning, my note here. I think it's because we've said many times in the past that this new world order that they're creating isn't just political and economic and social and so forth. It's spiritual or ecclesiastical, as Barry Goldwater said, or whatever you want to say. It has this very, very strong religious element in it, or spiritual or spirituality element in it as well, synthesizing all the faiths of the world, Hinduism, Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and so forth, and the New Age. You have to synthesize all of this stuff.
And I think this is really what has happened. There's so many people out there who talk about these organizations, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, etc., Fabian Socialism and Communism, but they fail to recognize the spiritual force that has energized all of these. Karl Marx was a Satanist. Certainly, Stalin was a Satanist, and I suspect that Lenin was as well, and many of our leaders.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course we're talking about the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. And if you try to figure out what's going on, so many times it doesn't make sense. Why are we fighting over in Afghanistan? Supposedly we went there to catch Osama bin Laden, but he escaped. So why did we stay there and continue the fight? And why are we funding the Pakistanis that are funding the Taliban that are killing our boys? It just doesn't make sense. Why did we send our boys over to Vietnam? Certainly the Gulf of Tonkin incident was made up. Robert McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, was intimately involved with that. And then McNamara made it certain that our boys could fight and bleed and suffer and die, but they would never win the war. In fact, all during the war, the Russians were financing, the North Vietnamese were financing the Viet Cong. We're killing our boys in South Vietnam, and it doesn't make sense. We were never allowed to win. I've talked to people who were there, four-star Marine General, the American ambassador to the Laos there at William H. Sullivan. I interviewed him at one time back at Columbia University. Both of them said we could have won in 2 months. They never understood why we didn't win. Well, the reason, of course, was Robert McNamara. He's deeply involved in the occult. He and Henry Kissinger used to go to La Boca Grande there in Colorado. You know, this is an occult center where all of the Satanists gather on a regular basis. And then, of course, Robert McNamara today is the permanent vice chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And if you look at their logo, you'll find at the center of it an upside-down broken cross. Their goal, to create the world government that it was prophesied so many, many millennia ago. And this is what it's all about. And Robert McNamara is part of that. We never went to Vietnam to win. We didn't go into Afghanistan to win. We just went there to kill an awful lot of people and maim them for life, and so they would suffer. And, of course, this is exactly what the Luciferians want. They want human suffering. But the average American finds that so difficult to believe that anybody could be just totally and inherently evil when they look just like you and me. But you pick up the story there.
Okay. In terms of McNamara, I remember seeing some years ago when I was doing the Now is the Dawning of the New Age New World Order book, I think it was a list of the board members of Lucis Trust, formerly Lucifer Publishing, and a lot of people have said there are a fair number of high-level individuals, and they give all their names, but I was only able to find, I think, I'm just as off the top of my head, I only think I really was able to find one, and I believe that was McNamara that was somehow actually really connected in some way with Lucis Trust. So, yeah, and the person who actually came up for him with the PBBS system, planning, programming, budgeting system, which is used in the Defense Department but spread elsewhere, you know, look at things in terms of body counts and so on, was a Charles Hitch. And I've said before, and I've got it in my book, The Globalist, how Hitch was a Rhodes Scholar. There's usually a Rhodes Scholar, you know, sniffing around somewhere whenever any of these things is going on. And he was a Rhodes Scholar back in the early 30s when the British were seeing how their national planning scheme could go over. And I put quotes about how individuals were saying, let's see how our scheme goes over in the U.S., and they were referring to the New Deal as it was starting, the Fabian Socialist, because the ultimate goal is a world socialist government. So in this case, that's the New Age aspect. And then I get into the main body of the Rockefeller Plan Part 4, and I talk about this as the political or New Age component. And it's going to be covered in this part, Part 4 of the series I'm doing, as well as the next part, Part 5. And what you want to see are these connections. Who actually is constructing, promoting, planning, furthering this plan, the Rockefeller Plan, as I call it. And you have individuals such as H.G. Wells. I've written many times before how that famous author, how he just seemed to know in advance when World War II would begin, and about Churchill's, quote, secret circle, and then the final world state, as he called it, would rise, he said, out of a conference in Basra, Iraq, among other things. And so in 1939, Wells authors his book called The New World Order, regarding the coming world government. Now, relevant to, you know, somebody may say, okay, so, you know, Wells did this, and you've talked about Wells before, what's that got to do with the Rockefellers? Well, relevant to the Rockefellers, I have two letters from Wells to President Franklin Roosevelt. The first one is dated April 14, 1934, and Wells is coming over here, and so he writes FDR and tells him, quote, any letter sent to me at the Chase National Bank, Park Avenue, New York, will reach me, end quote. And then the next year, in February 27th of 1935, I have another letter where Wells is basically doing the same thing, and he's writing to FDR and says he's coming to New York, and he says, quote, my address will be in care of the Chase National Bank, Park Avenue, NYC, for New York City.
Well, now that's important because that was the Rockefeller Bank. I mean,
right.
This has always been a Rockefeller Bank, just like Citibank. The Chase Manhattan, Citibank, two of the largest banks in the United States, have always been Rockefeller banks, but people don't understand that. It is like Exxon and Chevron, both Rockefeller companies. Go right ahead.
Right, and that's the reason I'm putting it in there. Plus, note that he doesn't say, if you want to contact me, write to me in care of John Smith, comptroller, you know, room 2012 of Chase. He doesn't say that. He just says, you know, write to me in care of the Chase National Bank. You know, it's like, I mean, he's from England, and he's only visiting here, but yet all he has to do is say, write to me in care of this bank. So here comes this letter, right, into the mail room at Chase National Bank, and they know exactly what to do with it. I mean, he doesn't have to explain anything. He's that well known, that much connected with these people, the Rockefellers, who that's their bank, one of them, Chase National Bank. And so this obviously shows how he's very, very close to the Rockefellers. Well, as I said, there's usually some sort of Rhodes Scholar involved in any of these aspects. And once again, just like Charles Hitch in 1931, Dean Rusk had become a Rhodes Scholar. And then about 20 years later, 1952, he became president of the Rockefeller Foundation. Now, from that position of prominence, President Kennedy tapped him to be his Secretary of State in 1961. And just a few months later, after January 61, in September of that year, State Department Document 7277 was produced. And that detailed a three-stage plan with one of its objectives, quote, the disbanding of all, that would mean the U.S. too, all national armed forces, end quote. And the final stage of the plan provided for what they called a, quote, progressively strengthened U.N. peace force, end quote. That was 61 was just after the 1959 Rockefeller Brothers Funds study, a special studies project, titled The Mid-Century Challenge to U.S. Foreign Policy. And I mentioned that in part two of this series, which referred to, this document referred to, quote, the task of helping shape a new world order in all its dimensions. And the first one it mentions is spiritual, economic, political, and social. But the first one, spiritual. Now, the year after that 7277 was put forth, CFR member Nelson Rockefeller delivers a series of lectures in 1962. A couple of years later, it's published as a book, but the series of lectures was in 62, and the title of that was the future of federalism. And in there, he proclaims that, quote, the nation state is becoming less and less competent to perform its international political tasks, end quote. And regarding what he calls the true building of a new world order, he uses those words, he foretold that, quote, sooner perhaps than we may realize, there will evolve the bases for a federal structure of the free world, end quote. Now, you have to remember what a federal structure is, not a confederation, not a voluntary, it's like the U.S. So once we had a federal union, then what happens is the states lose more and more and more of their rights and responsibilities, and they all go, in our case, to Washington, the federal government. So you can pretty well anticipate that if we had this federal structure of the free world, we would no longer have our national sovereignty. It would all go to the central government.
And that's what they've always wanted, the new world order, the new world economic system, and the new world religion. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Kenny. Dennis, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Just continuing with what I was saying, Nelson Rockefeller, one of the Rockefeller brothers, after his future of federalism, talking about we have to have this true building of this new world order, and sooner than we may realize, it will evolve into this basis for federal structure of the free world. He mentions that free world. Well, if you're going to have an evolution of this kind, then what will have to happen is the old-line communists would have to go. And so, therefore, this series of lectures, 2 years later, publishes a book in 64, and 1964, and that's the very year that David Rockefeller visited Russia, and not too long after that, Khrushchev, their dictator, Nikita Khrushchev, was deposed and sent to Siberia, because he's not the model that they want for this future evolution. And 6 years after that, David Rockefeller, of course, in 1970, becomes chairman of the CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, for 15 years, till 1985. And during that time, he founded the Trilateral Commission, Dr. Stan mentioned earlier, in 1973. And if you look at the administration of President Jimmy Carter from 1977 to 81, it was just loaded with CFR and Trilateral Commission members. I remember Hamilton Jordan saying, "You can tell if we don't succeed if we're... we got all these CFR members and Trilateral," and sure enough, that's what they did. And so when Ronald Reagan comes in and receives the Republican nomination for president in 1980, before he can announce who his choice is for vice president, he's visited up in his hotel room by Henry Kissinger, who is Nelson Rockefeller's protege. That's who Kissinger comes from. He comes from the Nelson Rockefeller wing of this this family. And he sits down with Reagan and basically reads him the Riot Act and says, "You really should nominate George H.W. Bush as your vice president." And, of course, Kissinger early on started with the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. He headed it back in 1955. And George H.W. Bush himself belonged to the CFR and the Trilateral Commission until 1979, where, you know, just for political expediency, he decided to leave. I mean, he didn't leave it in spirit, but just so his name wouldn't be associated with it when he was running. And so you had the Reagan presidency, and toward the end of the Reagan presidency, the Rockefeller Foundation partially funded a book called The Secret Constitution and the Need for Constitutional Change. That's in 1987. And Arthur S. Miller was the author of that book. In there, he explained that, quote, "The old order is crumbling, and a new vision is required to plan and manage," remember that word, manage, "the future, a global vision that will transcend national boundaries and eliminate the poison of nationalistic solutions," end quote. And that is partially funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. The very next year after that, 1988, when George H.W. Bush ran for the presidency, Washington Post reporter Sidney Blumenthal, on February 10th, he revealed that David Rockefeller, when he asked him about Bush possibly being president, he told him, David Rockefeller said, "He," that's Bush, "is one of us, the establishment type. If he were president," Rockefeller says, that's a Bush, "if he were president, he would be in a better position than anyone else to pull together the people in the country who believe that we are, in fact, living in one world and have to act that way," end quote. Now, remember, that's 1988. Here we are some 20 years later, and remember that, and we'll cover this later in memoirs, where once again, in his own memoirs, David Rockefeller is talking about this secret cabal and conspiring for this one world. He said, he used that term, one world, if you will. And he's really referring to a one-world government because in his book Memoirs, he says they had an integrated global political and economic structure. And that's the definition of a government. So here you have David Rockefeller saying George H.W. Bush is one of theirs. And 3 years into the presidency of the first President Bush, David Rockefeller writes in 1991 the foreword to a book called Beyond Interdependence, subtitled The Making of the World's Economy and the Earth's Ecology. See, they're making the world's economy, not just a national economy. They're making this global economy and the Earth's ecology. The book was by Jim McNeil, but this foreword was by David Rockefeller. I mean, you know, people don't just walk up to David Rockefeller and say, hey, write the foreword to my book. So this is a very important matter. Now, following in that same line, a few years later, October 7th and 8th of 1996, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund co-hosts a meeting titled Building Constituency for Global Interdependence. Very next year, 1997, as part of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund Global Interdependence Initiatives, they would produce papers such as one titled, quote, Global Interdependence and the Need for Social Stewardship. Now, that was another production of theirs. And then the very next year, 1998, the U.S. House of Representatives holds impeachment hearings, as you'll remember, against President Clinton. And what does David Rockefeller do? He and a group of others sign a full-page ad in the New York Times saying, no, Clinton should not be impeached. And the reason, of course, is because Bill Clinton and his Clinton support for world government, and I've mentioned this 1993 letter signed by Clinton that I have supporting world government, Clinton was an important part of the political New World Order component of the Rockefeller plan. So that's why David Rockefeller and his friends were signing that full-page ad in the New York Times saying, don't impeach President Clinton.
All right, we're out of time, Dennis. God bless. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks very much. And I hope our listening audience really enjoyed having Dr. DeCutty with us as much as I do. Basically, if you follow this along, there's no question what these people want. They want to destroy America. Now, how are they going to go about doing that? Well, first of all, they have to create a crisis here. They have to impoverish our people. And, of course, they'll do that by shipping our jobs overseas. They'll do that by creating a phony global warming crisis and then use that to justify making it impossible to have electricity here or making it so expensive that manufacturing will have to leave. That's how they're in the process of doing this. Then, of course, they're in the process destroying the value of our currency. Where do you think all these trillions of dollars are coming from that they're giving away? And, you know, we're still providing foreign aid to countries all throughout the world, even though we have to borrow money just to pay our bills every day. And now the Federal Reserve is talking about beginning to print money so we can buy treasury bills. Why? Because other countries don't want our currency. They realize it's going to become worthless very soon. It's just that nobody's told the American people. And all the people think that they're so smart who invested in T-bills. Well, they're in for a big surprise when they find out that you're not going to be able to buy, you know, a loaf of bread with $1 million one of these days if things keep going the way they're going. People say it can't happen here, and I ask, why couldn't it happen? If God is just, he's going to bring judgment on this nation. Our job is to let people know. Let's hope we can get a revival. You need to read my newsletters, November and December newsletters, up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You certainly need to get our five CD sets, part one and part two of The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see this wonderful new DVD we've got called The Eye of the Phoenix. It's the third in the series of DVDs by Chris Pinto. The first one, The Secret Mysteries. The second one, Riddles in Stone. The third one, The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the symbology on the back of the dollar bill and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is deeply involved in the occult, as have so many of our presidents been or their wives. Certainly there's no question that Eleanor Roosevelt was involved in the occult and Nancy Reagan was involved in astrology. What people don't know is that Ronald was involved in it as well, in a wonderful book written by Nancy's astrologer called What Did Joan Say?, written by Joan Quigley. What did Joan say? And then, of course, you need to know that Hillary's involved in the occult. She brought a medium into the White House to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. And what nobody realizes is that most of our leaders are involved in the occult. And until you understand the spiritual nature of this battle, so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense. So our plea to you is, of course, help us get the information out. And, of course, remember our number. It's 1-800-544-8927. You'll certainly want to get that a great DVD. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. You'll want to get the new book we've just gotten in stock, Target Patton, going into how they killed Patton. You'll want to get our 4-CD set or 4-tape set on how they killed Martin Luther King and who did it, and that it really goes into the background of the trial, which was totally suppressed by the controlled media here. We have a wonderful book that goes with it called An Active State. And then, of course, you'll want to get, of course, our 4-tape or 4-CD set and the videos and DVDs on the sinking of the Liberty, where they sent an American ship, in fact, over to the coastline of the Sinai back in 1967 with the idea that they would kill every American on board so they could go to war with Egypt. They have to be pretty evil, and you know who is responsible? Why, Robert McNamara.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite